Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1391, and the writing is Shir number 543. Getting back to our Hochas Brachas. Okay, so we're in the middle of the priority of Brachas. Halach is a priority of Brachas, Kadima b'Brachas. If one is eating various fruits, and amongst the fruits which one is eating, one of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim. Right, which we've spoken about in the past, from the five special fruits which one has to make an after bracha of al ha'etz. Those are the special fruits that are mentioned in the Torah. Then you would have to make the bracha of berepri ha'etz on the fruit from the shivas aminim, right? And the bracha will cover the other fruits which are not from the shivas aminim. So like we said, for example, somebody's eating a pomegranate and somebody's eating a plum, so they have to make a berepri ha'etz, and they're going to eat them both at the same time, whatever, in the same sitting. And they're both there, right in front of the person. So the person will make a berepri ha'etz on the pomegranate, or if you have a grape, you make the berepri ha'etz on the grape. And you would have in mind the plum, because of the fact that the plum is not from the shivas aminim. The grape is from the shivas aminim, and the pomegranate is from the shivas aminim. Okay. So this is true even if the fruit from the shivas aminim is cut in half. Let's say I have a pomegranate, or I have the grape that's cut in half, right? It's cut in half. And the other fruit, which is the plum, or the apple or whatever, is a complete fruit. So what do I do now? So that's the example. Just to give another example, somebody sits down, they have a pomegranate, which is from the shivas aminim, they have an apple, and besides the pomegranate, they'll have an apple, they'll have a plum or whatever, so those are not from the shivas aminim. So even though the pomegranate is cut in half, or it might even be in quarters, right, it's small pieces, it's cut up, and the apple the person's going to eat, or the plum and the plum, whatever it is, are they complete? I have a complete apple, I have a complete plum. They're full fruits, but the pomegranate or the grape or whatever it is the person wants to eat is from the shivas aminim, or the fig possibly, those are all from the shivas aminim, so that they would still have to make the bracha of berepri ha'etz would still have to be made on the pomegranate or on the grape or on the fig, the one from the shivas aminim, and they would include, even though it's cut in half, the point is over here, even though it's not complete, it's incomplete, that would include the complete fruit, which would be the apple, the plum, or something from not from the shivas aminim, right? Or a pear, or whatever the case might be. So since it's one of the fruits mentioned in the Torah that are part of the shivas aminim, even though that's the point over here, that even though it's incomplete, it still takes precedence. That's it. We go down the line in the order. We're trying to take it slow, go step by step, but it still takes precedence. The fruit from the shivas aminim, whatever it might be, one of those five fruits. Right, which we mentioned some of them, the fig, the date, the pomegranate, the grape, right? So those are from the shivas aminim. They would still take precedence even though it's cut in half, and even though the other fruit, which might be a plum, might be an apple, might be a pear, which is not from the shivas aminim, those are whole fruits, but the berepri ha'etz still has to be made on the half a fruit since it's from the shivas aminim. Again, if a person's going to sit down and eat them at the same time, if I'm going to eat, well, I'll eat my pomegranate later on, so good, so I can make a berepri ha'etz on my apple. I don't have to go pull out the piece of pomegranate that's in the fridge, right? We spoke about that in the past. Or if they're not in front of me, right? Right now I'm making my berepri ha'etz on the plum, and then I pull out the other. So that becomes a little bit more complicated. We're not going to get into that right now, how that would work, because of the fact that it could be I'll need another berepri ha'etz. But we'll leave that for now. But definitely if one is just eating the fruit, the other fruit, like just the apple, and I'm not planning on eating shivas aminim fruits, even though it might be in my fridge, I don't have to go and pull it out. Okay, so be it as it may, I don't want to get it too complicated. Just let's come out from today's shir. The halacha is the bracha on various different fruits always should be made on the one that's from the shivas aminim, if you're eating them together. And even if only part of the fruit is there, even if the shivas aminim is only part and the other fruit is a complete fruit, which is not from the shivas aminim, you still have to make the berepri ha'etz on the one from the shivas aminim, even though it's only partial. And you will cover also the other fruit, which is not from the shivas aminim, even though it is a complete fruit. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rocha, Kol Tuv.